Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 349, Times of Refreshing, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the fifth month, on the 25th day of the fifth month.
Jesus said to me today, through his localized presence while we were watching TV in the family room, and he being seated in the third chair, that I needed times of refreshing to counter the effects of hell that I suffer due to close quarters combat. Even though I seem to sleep well enough physically, I still wake up sore and lethargic, as if I have been poisoned. See Letter 243, Volume 514. And I have suffered and endured strange spiritual physical phenomena that are signs that we are being victorious. But the spirits of witchcraft in the Snoqualmie Valley have yet to be fully overcome and removed. These are offspring of which Snoqualmie was one of the same ancient spirit that deceived both Muhammad and Joseph Smith with their twin doctrinal sets of another gospel. These enemies and their effect will be completely removed in the Lord's own timing through obedience to his word. For now, in keeping with the Lord's instruction, we may enter his rest. And in obedience to God's word, please allow us to share the doctrine of the times of refreshing as found in the scripture. The doctrine of the times of refreshing. The book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 17 through 26. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. And you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people." Yes, and all the prophets, from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are sons of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, "And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed." To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. The book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored more eagerly to see your face with great desire. Therefore we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again. But Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you? In the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, at his coming? For you are our glory and joy. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.